Although things have changed in the digital age, South by Southwest is still the biggest music event of the year in terms of how many bands are there, how many fans show up in Austin, and people want to be seen. They want to get a record deal, and that's sort of how they do it.
South by Southwest, which takes place all over Austin, Texas, kind of, I've never been there, but it seems to me it's sort of the musical equivalent of like a Cannes Film Festival or something like that.
It absolutely is, and I haven't been there either, but I know that a lot of people from here are going to spend their spring breaks catching as many acts as they can, and every little coffee shop, every stage in Austin, Texas is going to be filled with music.
What are some of the highlights? If I was going to... Oh, and by the way, if you're really hip, you don't call it by South by Southwest, do you?
South by.
South by, okay.
That's right.
Well, what are some of the highlights of this year's South by?
You know, one of the interesting things about South by is it's hard to say who's going to be there. It's an industry showcase, and they have record labels who have parties, and they will have one of their bands, and it's sort of like, oh, guess what? Here's, you know, last year's big deal was Van Morrison played some intimate shows there. And if you can get into these things, they're incredible. But, you know, some of the bands have announced that they're going to be there. Bright Eyes is going to make an appearance. Duran Duran, Queens of the Stone Age.
It's interesting that Duran Duran and Stone Age are in that same sentence. Go ahead.
And, you know, a band like The Strokes, they're going to play a free show. If you can get in, again, it's free for the taking. So, you know, the pass is there, like the all-access guaranteed permission into all of these. It's rather expensive. It's about $750 for the week-long music event. But again, individual venues will allow you access to a lot of these shows. And the real key is sort of finding what's next. All of these different record labels have showcases, and they will offer the talent that they think will be the next big hit.
And the thing about Austin is already there's so much music there on any given day. It just explodes during Southwest Southwest.
It absolutely does.
Now, Memphis has a big... It used to be called Memphis in May, right?
It still is, but what they have as part of that is the Beale Street Music Festival, which leads into the larger Memphis in May, which also has a barbecue competition, right, which has some cultural events that happen all throughout the month. Specifically, the Beale Street Music Festival... I think it's sort of cheating. It actually starts in April. April 29th is the first day of that, and it's a three-day festival that runs through May 1st. So we've got a lot of different artists coming to Memphis, and I know, again, a lot of folks from this area will make that trip across the state. Some of those are going to be there. The Avett Brothers, Mumford & Sons, CeeLo Green.
Woo!
That's a big one, yeah.
I'd like to see CeeLo Green.
You know, and that's one of the cool things about festivals like this. CeeLo Green isn't going to play Kane's Ballroom. He's not going to play the Amp, or maybe I'm speaking too soon. I just don't anticipate that they're going to be at some of these smaller venues in the area. But a festival where you've got several thousand people, that makes it a lot more attractive for a performer like him. And I just don't know where else you're going to see him in the Midwest this summer.
Right.
And more festivals will announce dates, and I may be speaking out of turn, but this is a neat opportunity to see him. Some of the other acts you've got, John Mellencamp, Kesha, Wilco, Jason Mraz, Godsmack. It's a really diverse lineup that they have. But one of the cool things it does too, and we're already seeing some of this, Lucinda Williams is going to play at Beale Street Music Fest, and May 1st she's going to be here. So, you know, one of the things these festivals in our area do is they provide a routing tool for artists to pass through. So, you know, let's say she's in, she's headed off to Colorado next, a logical stop for her is here in Fayetteville, and she's indeed playing on May 1.
One of the closest ones to us, not the closest, but one of the closest, is Riverfest in Little Rock.
Riverfest, May 27th through 29th. I don't think we know all of the artists who are going to be there just yet, but they've announced some of the headliners. Nelly is going to be there.
Wow. Wow.
Charlie Daniels Band, Papa Roach, Pat Green, REO Speedwagon, and Poison. If you didn't get enough of Bret Michaels when he was at the Amp, you can go catch him in Little Rock, and that's May 27th through 29th. Poison is also going to be at another, this is turning into a really big festival, Rocklahoma.
It's been going on for a few years now.
It has.
It has a great name.
Well, yeah. And, you know, they're estimating that 35,000 people will visit Rocklahoma this year, and it's close to Pryor, Oklahoma. They've got Poison, like I said, but they've also got Black Label Society, Stained, Whitesnake, Skillet, and the headliners are Motley Crue. So Motley Crue coming to Oklahoma, and that's at Rocklahoma.
Rocklahoma. The one that you and I have talked about before in the air, and we should talk a little bit about here, is the one that is the closest to us, which is Wakarusa.
That's right. And it's,
and what a lineup.
What a lineup. It's really turning into a big deal, and it's growing. The first year it was here was 2009. It moved from Kansas. 2009, they had about 10,000 paid attendees. In 2010, they had closer to 20,000. And I'm expecting, and the organizers are too, that there's going to be closer to 25,000 this year, which is about the maximum that festival site can comfortably accommodate. And the reason it's bigger is because, I think you'd agree with me, it's got a bigger lineup than they've ever had before.
Mumford & Sons, My Morning Jacket.
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. We've also got Bass Nectar, Ben Harper. It's going to be huge.
Yeah. Now, tickets are already on sale.
That's right.
And have been selling quickly, I understand.
We're told, actually, that they're selling at a faster rate than they've ever sold in the history. Some of the ticket tiers are already sold out. Some of the campsites, there are, I think, 6 different campsites, and some of those are already accounted for.
Are you going to Wakarusa this year?
I will definitely be at Wakarusa.
Is that the extent of your festival
going? It is not. Because this is one of the neat things about Wakarusa. It has always been the weekend before a larger music festival, which is Bonnaroo, which is in the middle of nowhere, Tennessee. And
and kind of considered, of the modern-day festivals, kind of the Rose Bowl, right?
It is. Coachella is a big deal, so mm-hmm. is Lollapalooza, but this one really got traction started in the festival movement, and I would argue it's sort of, as you say, it's the big deal. And so many of the bands that we're going to see here in Northwest Arkansas at Wakarusa are making that trip 3 or 4 days later, and they're going to perform at Bonnaroo. And I'm headed out there, too. And they've announced just, again, with an eclectic lineup, they've got Eminem.
Interesting.
And Arcade Fire.
Uh-huh.
Widespread Panic, the Black Keys, and the band that I'm perhaps most excited about personally is Buffalo Springfield.
And not just any incarnation of Buffalo Springfield.
With Stephen Stills and Neil Young.
Wow.
Yeah. Those two guys. So we're seeing a lot of those same acts. Mumford & Sons will be there. Mumford & Sons will also be there. Grace Potter and the Nocturnals will be at both of those festivals. So the dedicated festival folks, and there's really a circuit of people who travel from not just those two festivals, but all across the country. They will go from one festival to the next to the next.
They have their flag that they carry with them so you can find them.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And they set up camp, and they have banners that announce the name of their own little campsite and organization, I guess. And all of these people will pick up from Northwest Arkansas and go straight to Tennessee and see this festival.
Well, keep us up to date as we get closer to Wakarusa.
Sure will.
Kevin Kinder, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.